And now, Evangelist Florine Edwards.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Father God, Son, and Holy Ghost, who lives on the inside of us to lead, to guide, and to keep us, and to bring all things to our remembrance. I give God glory for everything that He allows to come my way. Without Him, I would be lost. Without Him, I would not be the person I am today. I thank God for this ministry. As I was seeking God for what to give to His people, was reading concerning the cross and believing, and I desired to ask you this question to stir up your pure mind concerning Jesus Christ and the cross. The question for today is, what does the cross mean to you? In Colossians, the first chapter, the 20th verse, it states, having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. St. John, the 19th chapter, in the 16th verse says, and bearing His cross, went forth into a place called the place of skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. The 18th verse says, where they crucified Him and two others with Him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. The cross, without dispute, is the most significant symbol of the Christian faith. It is seen as the focus of the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ on those who dare to believe. Praise the Lord. Do you dare to believe? The importance of the cross can easily be seen through the gospel writers in their detailed account of what transpired as Jesus of Nazareth died in such a hideous manner. The early church accepted the cross of Christ to be extremely important and necessary in God's plan of salvation towards the fallen humanity. What does the cross mean to you? Without exception, Apostle Paul was convinced of the exceeding value of the cross as he wrote in the following book, Galatians 6, the 14th verse, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. This is what Paul said. What are you thinking about the cross? Paul would also say to the church at Corinth, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 2nd verse. When I looked at the song penned by George Bernard, the old rugged cross, it gave what the cross meant to him. He stated, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. I will cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Hallelujah. It's exchangeable. Glory to God. Continue to just read the verses that he wrote. He said he would be true to the cross. Because of the cross, I was pardoned and it sanctified me. When George looked at the cross, he saw the dear Lamb of God who left his home in glory to bear it. To truly see the cross and its worth, you will have to have a relationship with Him. There are so many people that wear crosses around their necks, but don't have the risen Lord in their hearts. When you focus on Jesus Christ, your life will be changed. The emblem of the cross would signify so much more. When you behold the cross, it will move you to follow Jesus the more. It will move you. It moved me. I wanted to know more. I studied and studied and studied to know more. Look at the persons crucified with Christ. The one on the left said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the malefactor on the right humbles himself and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You got to humble yourself to come to the Lord. You got to humble yourself and know that he knows more than you know how to do things. Hallelujah. I tell you, what does the cross mean to you? When you do as Jesus did with the cross in mind, in Philippians, the second chapter in the 8th verse, and being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. When we focus on the cross, we will be looking into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand side of the throne of God. I tell you, when you humble yourself and you follow in Jesus' footsteps, glory to God, you will learn so much. And it further states to consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. I tell you, the cross means so much. Mostly everything has an emblem representing them or their organization. It does not matter to a child about 2 years old and above that they cannot read, but when they see the emblem of the M, it represents a Happy Meal with a toy on the inside. When you see a bulldog with red and white, it represents the Georgia Bulldogs. The emblem of good technology, the Apple, represents greatness. It has FaceTime, being able to see the person you are talking with, having instant information right in your hands. What does the emblem of the cross mean to you? The cross accomplished God's eternal purpose in many ways. Number one, believers have been redeemed, meaning we have been purchased from the marketplace of sin. Praise the Lord. Oh my goodness. We have been purchased from the marketplace of sin through Jesus Christ's death on the cross. Two, there is a relational issue that has been completed by Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary. As a result, God has reconciled himself to us. Glory to his name. Number three, through the death of the cross, the justice of God was satisfied through Jesus. And because of this, we are justified in Christ. Believers have become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I am getting excited right now. Glory to the God. When I hear of what has been done, it turns something over in me. Finally, a military issue was accomplished by the cross of Christ. We are told concerning Christ's death that he disarmed the powers and authorities. Colossians 2:15 and Romans 8:39. Since the death on the cross brought us so much, what does the cross mean to you? If you have not a clue of what the cross means to you, listen, have a seat. Take out a pen and paper and the Bible. Even solicit the help of a preacher or a pastor or a person that you put your trust in. Jot down where you were and where you are now. Listen to Star 105.3. Listen to a message from above. Be like the Bereans and search the scriptures for yourself. Surrender yourself to Jesus. Surrender all, even to the death of the cross. Don't you know you got to die to yourself in order to understand this word of God? Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for understanding and revelation of his word. Begin before you start out your day and pray. Before you continue to read your devotional, read Ephesians, the first chapter, the 17th through the 23rd verse. Repent Be ready to listen as the Holy Ghost speaks to you. What does the cross mean to you? We hear week after week, month after month, year after year, that Jesus left his home in glory to bring to us redemption story. He came, he healed, he delivered, and he set free. He labored to present us to God. He labored to forget us faultless before Almighty God. He was ridiculed. He was rejected. He was led to Golgotha carrying an old rugged cross. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon him. A crown of thorns was placed on his head. They nailed him in his hands and his feet, praise the Lord. He gave up the ghost. He died. He was buried in a borrowed tomb on Friday. He was in there all night Friday, all day and night Saturday. But early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. The work he came for was completed. Glory to Almighty God. There's nothing else to be done, but all you have to do is repent. Believe the scripture, repent, and do what he tells you to do. Then he ascended on high, where he sits at the right hand side of the Father, being an advocate for you and I. What does the cross mean to me? Well, it means I can be God's child, a part of the kingdom of heaven. It means I no longer have to live in darkness. I am justified. I am qualified. I am glorified. I have a mansion where Jesus is. What does the cross mean to me? The list can go on and on and on and on. Glory to God. And I take it to mind. It helps me to change my mind from being filled up with so much mess to living a holy and a righteous life for my Savior. I want to please him. He is soon to come. I cannot stress that the more. Have you accepted him as Savior and Lord of your life? Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about joining the church. I'm talking about a renewing of your mind. I'm talking about being obedient to Almighty God. Hallelujah. Do it today. Prepare the way. Hallelujah. Get prepared. Glory to God, because he said he's going away to prepare a place for us. We ought to get prepared to go where he wants us to be. I tell you, as I get into this lesson, it is such a great message. What does the cross mean to you? We can go on and on and on about this mighty cross and what it did. When you realize we as people were Gentiles, we didn't have all of this. But when Jesus, glory to God, came, when Jesus died, when Jesus was laid in the tomb, when Jesus woke up, when Jesus was ascended on high, we got opportunity. Don't take it lightly. Praise the Lord. Accept the Lord today. I beg of you, accept him today. Oh, make him number one in your life. And I declare unto you, you will never regret it. Do it today. Praise the Lord. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. To the Flanagan family, to the Larry family, may this comfort engulf you through this season of your life. I love you. Be encouraged in Jesus. And what does the cross mean to you? Bye-bye.
And now, something special.
We are blessed to be in the presence of
Mr. Adrian Dixon, Miss Kimberly Grissom Dixon, Miss Dee Dunbar, and City Councilwoman Sandra Tooley. Vocal Flow LLC, a ministerial music entertainment company owned by Adrian and Kimberly Grissom Dixon will host the second annual South Georgia Gospel Music Festival, June 8th, 5 until 9 p.m. at the Unity Park Amphitheater in downtown Valdosta. The event will feature lots of good gospel and inspirational music. This year's featured nonprofit is the South Street Community Care House, founded by City Councilwoman and nurse Sandra Tooley. Kimberly Grissom Dixon talks about hunger, her experiences, and the need to help the South Street Community Care House.
There were plenty of days I remember going to bed and having to just fill up on water just so my stomach wouldn't hurt at night. And I so appreciate what Councilwoman Tooley is doing in the community. There are so many people out here going hungry, and it doesn't have to be. And the work she is doing, you just won't believe the amount of generations that's come through the care house. Young kids that used to come there that are now older adults that have their own kids that lend a helping hand to the care house. So I just appreciate what she's doing. And our ministry with the Gospel Festival and with Vocal Flow is to always to help others, to bring awareness to other people and other causes and other things that's happening in our community.
Portions of the proceeds and donations from the Gospel Fest concert on June 8th will go to benefit programs and initiatives at the South Street Community Care House. Here's founder of the South Street Community Care House and City Councilwoman Sandra Tooley.
There wasn't always somewhere where people could go and get food and kids. And I'm just going to tell y'all this, even with me at my time when I was going to college, I was single, so people didn't think I needed anything like that. But it was many times when I did not have. And you be hungry and it's hard to try to concentrate. That is one of the reasons we got started with the kids in the community, because I saw them one morning, early in the morning, around 6:30, waiting on the bus. And I just asked them what they were doing standing out there because it was kind of dark. And for some reason, the little boy, it was two of them, the girl and the boy, and the little boy said, "I'm hungry." I said, "Why are you hungry and you didn't eat before you went to school?" I said, "You know, you can't concentrate." He said, "My mama didn't have time to give me no food." That girl said, "We ain't have no more." So I told them, I said, "If y'all be here in the morning, I'm going to bring y'all something to eat." It bothers me to know kids are hungry. I'm not going to let them be hungry in my presence. And I found out from doing that, there are a lot of kids who were just embarrassed. They said they had breakfast in the morning at the schools, but a lot of kids, but they weren't able to get to the breakfast in the morning at school. And like Kimberly says, sometimes that's the only meals they got when they were at school. I found that out because once we started feeding the kids in the morning, you know, they would come back and talk about it. And some kids were kind of picking up food, you know, a little extra thing like the Rice Krispie treats and everything so they could have them for later. And I asked them about that. And they said, "Well, we might have to have this when we get out of school." So we made sure we opened up. And when they got out of school, they could come by and get a meal and they start doing homework. But a lot of kids, unfortunately, I guess the embarrassment or whatever, we just don't know. And for them to open up, they came there, they were able to talk to each other, talk to me and everything. And they opened up and we just started helping each other. They told me some things that they wanted to do and however and whatever, we got it in place for them. So there's a need to help. And it start with feeding and not just that, but giving back to those kids. Those kids give back too. And I say that because a couple of the kids, they are grown now. When I was helping them, one of them was a little, I call him the entrepreneur, because he used to get my Rice Krispie treats and the little juice and take it to school and sell it. So I said, "Oh, you're an entrepreneur. You don't learn how to manage." That's fine. He has come back since he'd gotten the job. "Tula, you helped me out a lot." And, you know, just that will keep me going anyway. And I know if it happened with them, it happened with other kids as well. And it's out there. It's continued to be that way today. I have gone to some people, older people's house when I took them some food. You know, they couldn't get there. So I would take them to the house and I was putting it up. I had to come back to the community house and get them some more food. You know, they had nothing in their cabinets. They had nothing. That's just unbelievable. But it goes on in this world today. So helping people by providing them with food, giving them information about finding places to get rent, about their blood pressures and blood sugar. They can come to the community house right now anytime and get a blood pressure and a blood sugar check. Mm-hmm. I am a nurse. I can look at it, monitor, and give them a little information on that. I tell them, "This is just my information, but it's a start."
Adrian and Kimberly, tell us when, where, what time.
We will be at the amphitheater,
Unity Park,
June the 8th, and we'll start the event at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's why we brought on the amazing Dee Dunbar this is the right person in place, as Sandra Tooley was saying, to have the people come out and be aware.
Helping us to get the word out.
Is that where Dee Dunbar and the gym agency comes in?
That's correct.
My expertise is creating an experience that brings people together, that cultivates a culture where we have thought-provoking conversation. We're getting back to the word. Ms. Sandra Tooley talked a lot about, hey, if they're hearing the gospel music, well, faith comes by hearing. We need to put that out there so that they can hear it. And we also need to continue bringing resources, bringing events that keep our people here. Kimberly was very instrumental, and Adrian, with the Black Chamber, the Southern Georgia Black Chamber, in starting my career. And I said, I still want to give back to the community. So I'm here to make sure we get those sponsors who are dedicated to bringing some entertainment, bringing great culture, and fostering a better Valdosta. That is what the gym agency does. Whether it's through sponsorships, project management, event coordination, that is what I'm here for.
You yes. mentioned the Black Chamber, the Southern Georgia Black Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Hiram Dwayne Johnson. Mm-hmm. How valuable is being a part of that organization to you? And how important is having that organization here in Valdosta to this community?
To me, it's important because it actually helps kickstart the gym agency. 2 days before I was getting ready to get laid off, I have been praying, God, just keep me, cover me. I feel something happening right now, and I don't know what it is. And Dwayne recommended me to Pepsi. So then Pepsi became my first client, and the chamber gave me my first chance. That's what the chamber does. When you think you don't have a chance or there's no avenue for your business to grow, Southern Georgia Black Chamber creates that network for you. They give you that family. They give you the education, the mentorship that you need. So I bring people together. That's just what I do. And the chamber does that for so many individuals, so many people.
When there's an opportunity, Mr. Dwayne Johnson is looking at the members first, to try to get us the resources that we need, give us the opportunities that we need. Without the Southern Georgia Black Chambers, we would not have the knowledge that we have to even start a gospel festival.
And it's placed us in, given us the know-how and the resources to reach beyond Lowndes County.
You bring so much wealth, not in terms so much as dollars and cents, but wealth in terms of heart posture.
Yes.
Wealth in terms of fellowship. Wealth in terms of congregating. And out of that comes these wonderful ideas.
We have slowed up, but on a weekly basis, we feed anywhere, let me see, in a week time, we feed about 1,800 to 2,000 in 1 week. That's like we have 900 or 800 a day, 2 days a week. We have people coming from Quitman, Adel, Madison, Florida. But we are feeding people from different areas. It's just constantly growing. There are still people coming with their children. I had one lady told me she started with her daughter and her daughter was like 13. Her daughter was out of school now. She said, you fed my child till she got out of school. And now we feed her granddaughter. But I'm just saying it's a constant growing thing. People are going to have a need for food.
That comes from the heart will always reach the heart.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why we wanted to feature her nonprofit this year, because our goal is to really raise as much money as we possibly can to donate back to the facility for her to do the much needed upgrades and expansion that she wants to do on that facility. So we have a website for the Gospel Music Festival, and there is a donation link on that website for people to give and donate. And it can be as little or as much as $5 or $2 or $100, $5,000. It doesn't really matter. But our goal is from now until the end of June to keep that donation link up for people to go and donate. And then at the end of June, we're going to go back to the South Street Community Care House and present her a check prayerfully through the help of the community. It can be a large check. www.sga, as in South Georgia, SGA, gospelmusicfest.com. www.sga, gospelmusicfest.com.
Ms. Dunbar, behind the scenes motivator, inspirator, mobilizer, what do you want us to do?
I want us as a community to show up. show up and remember all the prayers that got us to where we are in our businesses, with our companies. We were praying. Now we need to see people show up and give back what God gave to them.
Yeah.
I want to see the community show up and really give back, because it's kind of disheartening to see a lot of corporate companies want to shy away when they hear that it's religion based, or shy away when they hear that African-American music. Let's help propel something positive in the community. Because if I was putting on a rap festival or this, you wouldn't mind aligning your brand with it. So I want people's hearts to open and really receive what the message is and what we're trying to do, and just go ahead and pour in so our cup can overflow and we can really, really give back to Miss Thule and make sure that it's not just this year, that the seeds that are being planted will harvest in another season and give back to you. That's what we want to happen. For us to get enough spotlight on her, that even if we don't get the amount we want this time, we put enough spotlight where people start showing up with donations.
Yeah.
It may not always look like what we want it to look like, but it's going to come. Favor is over my life.
www.sgagospelmusicfest.com. Unity Park, downtown Valdosta, June 8th, starting at 5 p.m.
Adrian, Kimberly, Deborah, Miss Sandra Thule, I thank you all. And this is just the beginning.
Yes, it is.
We have work to
do.
We have kingdom business to take care of.
Yes.
I thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hearing, doing this.
Love you always. Love you always.
On Saturday, April 27th, beginning at 5 p.m., the Genesis Bible Institute presents a concert featuring Sister Sierra Berry. The ticket price is $20. Children 12 and under are free. For ticket information and purchase, call 229-251-0304 or 229-444-2772. Also on the program, the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church Choir and Lady Benita Pratt and Brother Tim Pratt. And closing us out today, Valdosta's own Miss Sierra Berry.
I would like to say, just make it your business to come out and support. Come out and be a blessing. You won't be disappointed. You'll be very much blessed. Come and show your support for the Genesis Bible Institute. You won't be sorry.
Sister Sierra Berry, I thank you. God bless you real good.
Bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
He knows, and he
That's about all our time for this week's edition of Sunday Morning Gospel. I'm your host, Pastor Leroy Henderson, Jr. of the Second Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church. We're located on Clydeville-Nankin Road, the only church on Clydeville-Nankin Road. We cannot be missed, and you're invited. This is Sunday Morning Gospel, and we thank you for tuning in.